Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, Pat, talk to us. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could connect me with a girl, a really great girl named Megan.
Mm-hmm.
She's ghosted me, and I heard that's your guys' speciality. So I wondered if you could come.
Speciality.
That is our speciality, yeah. Sir.
So, right. That's what we do.
How did you and Megan tell us about your relationship or... up until this point, how'd you meet? What'd you do last time you hung out?
Quick rundown, met her online. We exchanged texts, and then we agreed to go on a first date, and that was wonderful. We went and saw a movie, and that was great. And then, so, because I really liked this girl, I wanted to impress her on the second date. I invited her over to my place. She's Italian. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make her all of her favorite dishes. I'm going to go all out. I got a Food Network cookbook. And I made everything that I could get my hands on. So then when she came over, she would be impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the meal went good. But if you were to ask me what went wrong, is at one point I couldn't get the raviolis correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to substitute, and I went with the Chef Boyardee. And maybe that's
wait
what you called me out on.
Are you serious?
Cooking? Well, if she's Italian, she's probably going to know the difference between Chef Boyardee and real gravy.
I mean, if that's it, like, if you could, like, get her to talk to me so I can apologize, I'll apologize. But I think I deserve a second chance, don't you?
Everybody deserves a second chance, my friend. We'll call her next. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Pat. He's a little strange. Sorry, Pat, but you are. He met this girl, Megan, online, and they went to a movie for their first date. Great time. Second date at his house. Meg, according to Pat, is Italian.
That's the first problem. I hope he didn't say, are you Italian?
Yeah.
It's Italian.
So you cooked up a bunch of Italian dishes, except for the ravioli, which was... Chef Boyardee.
She probably threw up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... You can't be doing that.
So the thing is, he wants to now call up and apologize to her for that. And then... Because he's a gentleman. And then ask her for another date. Okay, so stay quiet. We're going to call her, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm...
All right.
I'm sorry for bothering you. This is the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling you from a radio station, and before you hang up, we're not soliciting anything. We're just, I'm calling on behalf of a guy that called us for you.
What?
Exactly.
Yes, it's going to sound strange, but just know that we got a phone call from a gentleman who likes you a lot, and he would love to show you how much he likes you. And the reason we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for the date.
Okay.
All right.
Who is it?
Well, you actually know this guy. He cooked for you. His name is Pat.
No. I don't need another date with him. Thank you.
But listen, he told us about how he messed up making the Italian food. He was just trying to impress you. So, he said he's sorry about the ravioli, and he will make it up to you.
What?
On
about the ravioli? What about the ravioli?
That he did the Chef Boyardee ravioli. He messed up making it for you.
Well, I don't even. Okay, he cooked for me. I don't like the raviolis were kind of gross, but that's not the reason why I don't want to go out with him.
So what's the reason you don't want to go out with him then?
So, I mean, he did cook me dinner, and, I mean, he was a cool dude. He's kind of quirky. We met online, and he wanted me to come to his house because he wanted to cook me dinner because I'm Italian and I love Italian food, which I thought was really sweet. And he made, like, this crazy spread, like spaghetti, meatballs, chicken marsala, and it was amazing. And when we sit down to eat it, this f***ing dude picks up the f***ing spaghetti with his hands and started eating with f***ing hands. like that was totally normal. We're actually, like, trying to have a serious conversation. Like, I was talking to him about, like, this person that I work with, and, like, I didn't know how to deal with it. And he's, like, eating with his hands. He has shit all over his face, and he's trying to give me advice on, like, how to be more professional and have good interpersonal skills.
No!
At my f***ing job, and he has shit all over his face like he's a f***ing toddler. And, like, it was ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Actually, Megan, just hang on one second, because Pat's on the phone.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, they're serious.
There you go. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, there you go.
Pat, can you explain to us how the hell you eat spaghetti with your hands?
I can't believe I'm being picked on for this. If you eat with your hands, you can get more spaghetti and meatball in your mouth. If you try to do the little swirl thing, like you're in some fancy restaurant, you get practically nothing on your fork.
Do you eat soup with your hands, too?
Question.
No, you pick up the bowl and you sip from it like it's a big cup.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait.
Dude, I mean, that's, you know, you could see that, though. I could at least see eating soup like it's coffee.
Is it because y'all couldn't afford utensils in your house, man?
What's sounds happening?
Like, seriously.
Okay, so listen. This is a small little detour and what could be a journey, a long journey of L-O-V-E love. So
it's not a great start.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? Okay, how about the next date? We won't make it at a restaurant. You guys do something else.
No, I've seen all that I need to see. Thank you very much. That's weird, and I feel like it says a lot about him.
I really want to defend you, Pat, because you're a nice guy, but I think I'd have to see the way you eat before I defended you.
No. I can tell you what it's like to see it with your own eyes. Have you ever watched the Discovery Channel and you've seen, like, a lion, like, ripping apart, like, a water buffalo or whatever, and there's, like, blood and guts and, like, brain matter all over the place? That's what a face looks like.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
It's possible to lie about a lot of things on your first date. You know what I'm saying? You can lie about your job. Say you have a better one than you. Say you have a job when you don't. You can lie about not having that drug problem that you have. You can even lie about not having spent time in prison. But there's one thing that you cannot lie about. You're going to find out what that is tomorrow morning at 8:10 with the Get Up.